I'm joined by Kay's left back, Nick Rundell, after this afternoon's 1-1 draw against Ashford. Nick, I've just seen the goalkeeper up there with a bottle of champagne, man of the match, I believe. Is that a fair reflection on how we played, do you think?
I'd say so. We definitely had enough chances to kill the game off, especially first half. But at the same time, we still gave them a few chances as well. It was always one of those that's sort of quite tough. Obviously, we knew we'd already done the main job. So it's always tough to make sure we finish the job here.
Adam Thompson got the equalising goal. It looks like you were lining up that free kick.
I did fancy it, but somebody's got a bigger backside than me, so he managed to move me out of the way with it. So missed out on that one. I probably would have stuck it over the stand there.
It looked like the foul was inside the box, and Douse tells me that if it was a penalty, then he might have stuck you up there to take it. Would you have fancied that?
Rumour has it I was up for it, and yeah, definitely. I can tell everyone bottom right now.
It was a bit of an odd atmosphere today within the crowd, like the job was done last week, really. Did that transmit to the players at all today?
We just wanted to enjoy it, and obviously perhaps took a few more risks, that kind of thing, with the ball at the back. But at the end of the day, we wanted to, at the same time, make sure we didn't lose.
If you are going to leave and move on to past your seasons, no better way to leave than with a Champions League winners' medal in your suitcase.
Definitely. Sort of, I dreamt a few weeks back about it happening here, obviously, because this is my local town where I grew up. But obviously, whenever it happened, it was always great.
You missed the run-in last season because of injury. How frustrating was that, watching the side throw away promotion last season?
Massively. I think I'm just about to get bundled, but...
Sorry, you're telling us how frustrating it was this time last year, having to watch from the sidelines as promotion slipped from the team's grasp. It must be really good to be involved this time around and be able to do something about it.
No, definitely. I just love playing, so... to miss out last year was, massively difficult. But we've done it this year, that's the main thing.
Who are you going to miss the most from that dressing room? There's a few people banging on the coach window up there. Who are you going to miss the most?
There's people like Koki that have got fantastic banter. That's a lie, by the way. But generally, it's a great dressing room. All a good bunch of lads, so I'm sad to go.
And with no fears of reprisals anymore, what's Dowse like to play under?
We call him Rafa Dowson, so hopefully that sums it all up. He loves to change the side around, but no comment.
But he hasn't the last 10 games or so, and it's been pretty much the side that started the season. Has that made a big impact, do you think?
Massively. Obviously, I was back in the team, so it's been the difference. But no, seriously, I think it has helped that there's been some consistency. So.
And you're going out to America to work in a footballing capacity, I believe, out there.
I am, yeah. Do some marketing and a little bit of coaching as well for a soccer company over there. I just fancied a change of scenery and some sunshine. And hopefully long-term get myself a green card, to be honest. So.
And are you going to get a chance to play any football out there, do you think?
I'm not sure at the moment. I'm half tempted to burn my boots, to be honest. And some people probably say that I should, but we'll see.
Oh, no, best of luck with anything. I better let you go, get on that coach. But congratulations, well played.
Thanks.